Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Manager Nick Zarnacki says readings logged by a state-operated monitor in North Pole this week have been well in excess of wintertime peaks from wood stove emissions.
They had one day where the monitor showed that it peaked around 700 micrograms per meter cubed, which is definitely in the hazardous health effects category.
I didn't even want to go outside. I couldn't see the trees across the road.
Citizens for Clean Air volunteer and veterinarian Jean Olson maintains an air quality monitoring station at her clinic in an outlying North Pole neighborhood, where she says even more extreme readings have been logged.
The highest it's been since the smoke came in was on Sunday about noon. It was about 1,700 micrograms, which is higher than I ever knew my monitor could go.
Olson says following day's readings have been less severe, primarily in the 300 to 500 microgram per cubic meter range, in line with the worst wintertime measurements. Smoke is a well-known health hazard, and Trent Wickman, an air resource advisor working on the Fairbanks area Shovel Creek wildfire, emphasized at a public meeting this week that certain people are more at risk.
The senior citizens, the young folks, folks with cardiovascular respiratory problems. If you're in that category, you know somebody in that category, you should particularly pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Wickman said breathing masks can help, but noted that not all models are as effective at filtering out fine particulates, adding that masks also must fit properly. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.